Get your Bible in your hand. We're going to read the scriptures while you're standing. I just try to put you in a different position. We have to be as open as we can be to the Holy Spirit, to the Word of God. He do have something He wants to show you tonight. And they're going to take you, your participation. So in Luke 15, I'm not going to read the whole story. Luke 15:22. It has to do with waiting on Him. Luke 15:22. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe. That's what we've been talking about this week. The best robe. And put it on him and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattest calf. Kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive. Again he was lost and he's found. And they begin to be merry. Now, that's prosperity. Best robe. Ring on his finger. Shoes on his feet. Kill a fattest calf. You see that, right? All right. Now, I want you to see something else. I'm not going to read the whole story, but I want you to see something else because we have a lot of territory to cover tonight. I want you to see the 31st verse. There's another son here now. And he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me. Now look at this statement at the end of this verse. Read it with me. One more time. One more time. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you as we open your word tonight. We know you have given us a message to bring all the messages together that have been taught this week. We're thankful that the final revelation and manifestation will all come together tonight. We trust the Holy Spirit. And we thank you for your people who are ready to receive. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Take notes. Keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. Keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. At first, I thought this message would be unlimited prosperity is knocking at your door. But the Lord says, tell them, keep their life, keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. Listen, no matter what mistake you have made in the past, you need to hear that, no matter what, because we all made mistakes, right? No matter what mistake you made in the past, keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. Amen?
Amen?
All right. Secondly, it doesn't matter how things look or feel now. Talk to me. It doesn't matter how things, just stay open. It doesn't matter how things look or feel now. And then the third thing he told me is, no matter who don't believe, you're going to make it. See, you got those three things? Real powerful. No matter what mistake you have made in the past, it doesn't matter how things look or feel now. Very important now for the rest of the content that I'm going to minister tonight. No matter who don't believe, you're going to make it. Now, within this openness for unlimited prosperity, here are some of the things I want you to understand the Lord is saying. Your dreams. Your dreams are about to come to pass. your desires, any desire that you have, will come to pass. In this openness for unlimited prosperity, debt is over. So I'll say it this way, the death of your debt. Your debt's about to die. You will have a funeral for your debts. Also included, when the Lord began to open his word here, all delays will arrive.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. All delays will arrive in your life, in that opening issue that you have for unlimited prosperity. Unlimited prosperity fulfill all delays.
Yes, sir.
Things you thought you was going to get and look like you're not going to get it.
What?
But, that's right, but. Dilemmas, financial dilemmas that you have, they're about to come to an end.
Yes, sir.
Drama that you had in your financial matter. You know what, I went through many dramas, man.
Yes, sir.
And it will deal with the doubters.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Deal with the doubters. To address the message properly, I have to take you to four scriptures that will prelude the principle that he wanted me to teach from the prodigal son. The prodigal son is a prosperity story in camouflage.
Yes,
people use it just about getting people saved, but that's a prosperity story. And I want you to see tonight, but turn to 1 Corinthians with me. You brought your shouting clothes.
Yes, sir.
I brought mine.
Yeah.
I'm ready to cut up. 1 Corinthians 3. I want you to see this. Verse 21. Therefore, let no man glory in men. I want you to underline this. Underline that next statement. What it says?
All things are yours.
Can you put minds in there? Underline that. For all things are yours. That sounds unlimited to me. Right? Hey, over there. See, the scripture is stepping us into the realm of unlimitedness.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All things are yours.
All things are mine.
The next verse, 22nd verse. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come. That's pretty, I might not say this word right, lucid, when he says it's plenty of stuff. How you say that word?
Lucrative.
Lucrative. Write that word down.
Yes.
Spell it any way you can. Just spell it. that means plenty is loose.
Plenty is loose,
sir. Oh, I hear something else. Plenty is loose looking for you. But you got to be open for it. See, it come there, if the door closed, it can't come in.
Right.
So I mean, your mind got to be open.
Yes,
your emotion got to be open. Your imagination got to be open. Your consciousness has to be open that God has designed for me an unlimited lifestyle.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. God has designed for me an unlimited. Oh, Jesus. God has designed for me an unlimited lifetime. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Romans chapter 8, verse 32. Now, we're just building to open this our life up to unlimited prosperity the rest of our days. No matter what, look, no doubt, no dilemma, no drama, it can't remain. It can't remain. You see, there's an anointing going to wipe it out. Yeah, wipe it out of your mind. Wipe it out of your conscience. Just wipe it out. Emotion will not fool you again. Dramas, financial dramas going to try to come up and bluff you. But you're going to know better because you know you're open for unlimited prosperity. I'm open for unlimited prosperity. I want to tell you the truth. I'm open for unlimited prosperity. I will not live a normal financial life. I will let my Father show himself strong in my life. This is personal. Say, this is personal. I got to do this. All right. You see it? All right. All right, John, Romans 8, verse 32. He that spared not his own son. But delivered him up for us all. Who seen it? Now look what the last part of that verse said. Now should he not with him also freely give us all things? Who up in here? Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I want to get the case on the docket. See, because we have an enemy trying to tell us the color of our skin or our background, we can't go here. But he lied.
Yes, sir.
This thing already paid for. I just got to know how to maneuver in it. That's what we're here for tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's just build this case a moment.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to have a visitation.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Something going on the inside of you tonight that will never be shaken again. You're going to know you. I'm going now. I'm going there through manifestation, through demonstration, through miracles, signs, and wonders. It doesn't matter what it takes. My Father is well able to make it happen. No matter what it takes, the Lord Jesus Christ can make it happen. No matter what it takes, the Holy Spirit can make it happen. No matter what it takes, the angels of God can, I know about it, can make it happen. Whatever way the spirit world has to be stirred up, I believe I'm stirring myself up on the inside and it's being stirred on the outside. And when the two stirring me together, I believe it's going to be what I call for. I have expectation off the hook. Write that down. I have expectation off the hook. The word of God has produced expectation in me that is not normal.
Yes, sir.
The norm is gone.
The norm is gone. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord.
My blessing has moved in the supernatural realm. So it's not, my blessing is not subject to the change of the economy of the world. Notice this third verse here in Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Follow me now. Follow me. Let's build a case.
Yes, sir. Come on.
James chapter 1. Verse 17. Something going to happen in this house tonight. I feel it, boy. What?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready.
James, something going to happen to you in this house tonight that have never happened in your life before. The Word going to produce something. The Holy Ghost going to produce something in your life. Going to remove all stains, everything that telling you you can't go no more. Your mind will become rich. Your emotion going to become rich. Your imagination will become rich. Your mind. Your pocket. Your check account.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody talk to me up in here. Here, notice this. Notice another verse to back it up, because when I start giving you the principles, I want you to know it. Notice that in James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Somebody shout online there for me. Just shout, man. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights. With He don't change. I'm the Lord, I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he did it yesterday, he'll do it again. You see, I'm seeing something. I might have to go to another text. This thing is progressive. It's done on purpose. But you have to continuously pass the test. Yeah, passing the test is so important, because you never go to another grade without a test. You can't go to, you can't go from 11 to 12 if you're flunking in 11. And the spirit world, this world, let me say this way, this world run parallel to the spirit world. See, he said, Jesus, sometimes scripture says, I say that to prove you. To test you. I was looking at two texts that said that. All right? Now, let's go back to Luke 16 where we were, and along with the other verses, let's look again at this verse in 31. Luke 15, 31. And tied in with 1 Corinthians 3:21, Luke's Romans 8:32, James 1:17, Ephesians 1:3. I want you to have a stabilized moment in your life to recognize. A stabilized moment in the spirit to recognize I got the Word backing me up. And that word can produce life to every situation. And I'm trying to get myself open up, real open, for this unlimited prosperity. And I'm not looking at my wages. I'm not looking at the weakness of my finances. The world make my finances weak, but the Lord make them strong. See, the scriptures is wiping out what you make. The scripture is wiping out how long you've been waiting. Your time has come this week. Don't you let nobody else believe for you in here. He says, keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. Don't you let nobody else up in here for you. Don't you let nobody out answer you. I was said in a country way, this is your baby. This night is the moment of your spiritual pregnancy with unlimited prosperity. You may not know how, but you know who. You may not know how it's going to happen, Oh, but good God Almighty, I know who's going to make it happen. And I'm yielding to him. You see what I said? See what I'm saying? Pass your wages and your salary. We're not talking about none of that little stuff. Pass how many members you got in your church. We ain't talking about none of that little stuff.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pass how long you've been broke. We ain't talking about none of that stuff. Pass all the bills you have tonight. We ain't talking about none of that stuff. We have no respect for nothing that is not unlimited prosperity. Unlimited prosperity means I wipe everything out. I even wipe the thought of your check out. Because it's keeping you small. Your check keeping you small. Your check keeping you limited. Your check say you can't go there. You got to believe that prosperity is coming so well in your life, you can leave here tonight and fly to Las Vegas.
Yes, sir.
And stay another week.
Yes, sir.
Walking around shopping.
Yeah. Yeah.
In jewelry shops.
Yeah.
Somebody get my getting mixed up. Everybody think about a Walmart or something. I'm not talking about that kind of shop. I'm talking about jewelry shop.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about Rolex, Mont Blanc.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty shoes.
Yeah.
Not cheap shoes that hurt your feet. Good shoes. Now, I want you to ask somebody, is he talking to you? You better answer up. You better answer up. He may not be talking to nobody else in here, but I know one thing. The Lord is talking to me tonight. I'm headed for unlimited living. All my past are behind me, all my struggles behind me, all the drama behind me, all the debt behind me, all the dilemma behind me. I hear the Holy Ghost working on my kids. I said, the Holy Ghost. I said, what would y'all? Sit down. I'm going to give you some major principles. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you some very simple, very simple. You're going to be to do this.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost is going to address it as I talk. Very simple. Keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. That means, again, everything wiped out. Everything that you desire. Everything that you have dreamed. It may have some delays. I might go over there and look at Joseph for a few moments in the 39th chapter of Genesis if I can get there, but it may have some delays. And then over in the 6th chapter of John, there's some classes you got to go through. There's some crash courses that you got to go through to get you there, to let you know it don't look like nothing could happen. And then he give you a test. You see if you're going to trust him. And then he make it happen. Then when he make it happen, he don't use his hand. He put it in your hand. John chapter 6. He wants you to feel the miracle. He wanted the disciples to feel the miracle. They had made all kind of excuses. What did this upon so many? He never pay him no mind.
Yes, sir.
A little lad, you got five of them. He ain't pay him no mind.
Yes, sir.
He said, let him talk it all out. Talk all the flesh out. Let's get all that mess out of you. Get all the flesh out of you. And let me do what I want to do in your life. Say all your little excuses. Say them out so I can hear them. And let me go ahead and do what I'm going to do in your life. Because I ain't paying no attention to what you saying, them little old things. I'm about to do something for you never had done before. Somebody will take that. Take that.
Yes, sir. I got it.
And then when you look at Joseph, some of y'all have been put in a pit in your finances. But God, you had your coat with many colors.
Yes.
That revelation you had, that's your coat with many colors.
Yes,
don't take it off.
Don't take it off.
Wear it in the pit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, muscle.
Because you want the pit to know who you are.
Yes, sir.
and you want the pit to know I'm here temporarily. I'm not going to even sit down. Don't give me no, I want no chair. I'm up out of here. I'm going to another level. So when God tell you something, sometimes look like you're not going to get there, but that's just a test.
Yes, sir.
You don't let you come no meeting with all this revelation and think you're not going to get there. I'm going to get there, brother. I'm going. What? Here's the first thing. Sit down. I'm going to do it, girl. I tell you. Don't try to do it yourself. What I said?
Don't try to do it yourself.
You know what that means? I'm going to show you the scripture. You know what that means? Oh, the Lord just told me. You know what that means? The struggle. What? You heard that? That means for every person on the sound of my voice here in this auditorium, every person, no matter where they are in the world, the struggle is over. I recognize I do not have to do it myself. I've tried to work it out. I've prayed about it. I cast out devils. But I got to recognize I do not have to do this myself. The burden left, didn't it? Now, notice in Scripture. Sit down. What y'all up again for Scripture? Man, I feel my Cheerios up here tonight. My goodness. My goodness, man. You put that down, you don't try to do it yourself. See, the type of unlimitedness we're talking about is supernatural.
Yes, sir.
But listen to this. But it belongs to you. All things are yours.
Already paid for.
Got it?
Got it.
All right, now let's look at these two verses. On the don't try to do it yourself. Look at verse 11 in Luke 15. Verse 11 in Luke 15. And he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth unto me. And he divided unto him, he augured with him his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with rods of living. I'm not going to whoop him tonight. I'm not even talking about that now. I want you to see that. I ain't going to jump on him. I ain't jump on this boy tonight. Listen. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. Don't trust the world. And he began to be in want. See, he's trying to do it himself. See, it's just like us trying to do it ourselves. Just stick with the Father. Huh? Just stick with the Father, and finally the chest gonna open.
Yes, sir.
Wow, you heard that?
Yes, sir.
Just stick with the Father. Well, watch what he see. See, he going. Don't try to do it yourself. Now that's the church problem, because they didn't have a big enough revelation. They thought that God was going to do it through a job. And so they've been job hunting.
Yes, sir.
But God is a spirit.
Yes.
And so he works in another realm.
Yes.
Anything that you see down here is a manifestation.
Yes, sir.
But it didn't come from down here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You gotta start living above your means.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Above your ability.
Yes, sir.
Yielding to instruction that you can't handle. Sometimes he's going to tell you things you can't handle. It. That's where he wants you at. He wants you where you can't handle it, and you have to Why y'all ain't leaning? Well, let me lean by myself. I'm going to get it all. I'm going to get it all. Hallelujah. I don't have to do it myself. Now, you don't know what this little lean mean to you. When you leave here and things don't look like you're going right, you get all by yourself. Your faith gonna rise. Your anointing gonna rise. All you gotta do is... You see it? You see it? Prince said, what's she doing? You saying to him, God, I can't handle it. You got it. I went down to Darrell and got me a prosperity lean. Because every time you lean, you're talking to prosperity. You're saying, Father, I trust you. And I know that all you have is mine. Come down here and got me a prosperity lean. Them guys been leaning broke for many years trying to be super, you know, trying. But our lean is different. We're leaning on the Father. How many got your lean?
Yes, sir.
If anybody in here too cute to lean, I can't help you, baby. You got to follow the illustration and the demonstration of the Spirit. Now, you can't leave. I didn't leave my house with this lean.
Yes, sir.
I got this lean while I was up here preaching.
Yes, sir.
I never saw that lean like that myself. But, brother, I'm going to lean now. Every now and then I'm going to be driving my car. They think I'm trying to be cool. I'm going to be leaning on, I'll be leaning on my daddy. Tell somebody, I got my lean. You want to see it? Do you want to see it? There it is. Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, man. The Holy Ghost is somebody, man.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Ghost can come here and give us a lean, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All things are mine.
All things are mine.
All things are yours.
All things are yours.
Sit down, let me finish reading. Sit down, let me finish reading. Let me finish reading. Verse 13, and not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country, and there wasted his substance with riot of living. And when he had spent all, there arose a might. And see, you can't do that with God. See, when you have unlimited prosperity, you can't spend it all. You want to hear what the Lord's saying now? Your can't spend it all day is headed your way. I prophesied up in here. The day is coming in your life, nothing financially will make you nervous. He said, bring it on. Bring it on. I'll take two. Bring it on.
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm telling you to hear me tonight, get out of your condition. I don't have no respect for your condition. Because the God that I'm preaching for can handle your condition with his eyes closed. You have to understand that. You have to lose your faith tonight. You have to understand I'm not just up here just having a meeting. You have to understand I'm imparting something to you. And revelation knowledge is coming into your life. And a rhema word is coming alive in you.
Yes, sir.
And it's about to put you in another position.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to know how to do it. You're going to know how to wait on it. You're going to know how to lean on it.
Yes,
all right, sit down. I'm going to try to read a little more and get you the next point. And you notice he spent, and then 15 verse, he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed the swine. Now, we're tired feeding the swine.
Right.
Say it. I'm tired feeding the swine. See, because now, if your only dependency for your finances is your job, you're feeding the swine. Now, nothing wrong with your job, but you got to keep your job in its place. Your job is not designed for unlimited prosperity. Your job is designed for survival. And if you get it mixed up, you think you got a good job, you're in a surviving mode. You have to get to the point you can't spend all you have.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You just keep coming back. And I believe the church been feeding the swine at Lord. You understand what I'm saying? Now, you blessed to be here. Yeah, you know that? The Lord really loves you. You answer some things. Your life will be revolutionized. Because the Holy Spirit is in you. Jesus in you. The kingdom of God is in you. And they are going to work with this word, partner. They're going to knock on your heart and say, you heard it? You believe it, you're receiving. You're going to do it.
Yes, sir.
My swine feeding days are over. You understand the concept, right? Huh? You understand it? You understand that you're dependent on somebody else beside the Father. You're dependent on something else besides the Father.
Right.
You're trying to do it yourself.
Yes, sir, sir.
All right. Let me try to get some of this out. Verse 16, he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. Now we got to come off the swine eating level. I could say two things about that, but I'm just going to tell you this one. Verse 17. And when he came to himself, oh, good God Almighty, I'm coming to myself tonight. You see my point? And when he came to himself, he said, how many high servants of my father. Look what he said. Have bread enough. Now, you know down here in Louisiana, bread don't just mean bread.
Right.
Street talk. Bread mean money.
Yes, sir.
My father have bread enough.
Yes, sir. Have bread enough.
And to spare. My father have money enough. And to spare. My father have gold enough. And to spare. My father have silver enough. And to spare. Come on, catch this thing. And I perish with hunger. Then verse 18. I will arise Don't y'all go to sleep on me. Watch. Watch what the apostle doing. I'm training you to open yourself up from unlimited prosperity. Because when you lean on the Father will lean back on you. He's looking for somebody to show himself strong through, but that person got to be dependent on him. You got to lean on him. When you lean on the Father take all that he has and lean back on you. Somebody better shout up in your voice. Boy. Well, what is that? 11 voice?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, man. You. Yes, what scripture did it?
Micah.
Micah, turn there quickly. And we're coming back. Verse 3, what translation is this, son?
King James.
King James. What? Micah 3, 11. 11, right?
Yes, sir.
The heads thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophet, therefore. Run up in your boy. You see this? What? The Lord is speaking to us. Listen. He said, and the prophet thereof divine for money, yet with a lean. Upon the Lord and say. Is not the Lord among us? No evil can come upon us. Therefore shall Zion be you, your shake be plowed, the field in Jerusalem shall become heaps, and oh man. Well, you got a prophet talking to you.
Yes, sir.
To me now. Money coming to me now. The prophet talking to you. Money coming to me. Shout about it. No, here's what the Spirit said. Here's what the Spirit said. I didn't say doubt about it. I said shout about it. Here's what the Holy Ghost is saying. I didn't say doubt about it, I said shout about it. Shout the doubt out. Shout. Shout the doubt. Shout. Money coming. That's prophetic.
Yes, sir.
You are prophesying your prosperity. Every time you say money coming. No demonical power can deal with money coming, for it came out of the mouth of God. A man didn't coin the phrase. It came from heaven.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Man. Verse 17 said, when he came to himself, He said, how many hired servants of my father had bread enough and spare? And I perished with hunger. I would arise and go to my father and would say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. That's good enough. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell at his neck and kissed him. Good God Almighty. Son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. He had a prosperity goal. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe. I told you, you got to dress right. Bring forth the best robe. Don't bring no old regular robe about you. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Clothe him and put a ring on his finger. I got the Boston Red Sox ring on tonight. Look at that. That's pretty, isn't it? You know I'm not a regular person when I walk in a room. They say, the lady said, sir, what is that? I said, that's a championship ring, ma'am. She said, ooh-wee, that's pretty. I said, yes, ma'am, it's pretty. But see, God wanted me to wear these rings.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God did this in front of the body of Christ so you can know you can wear what you want to wear.
Yes, sir.
Nobody in the world have 14 championship rings from different teams. Deion Sanders, none of them, all them boys called me a good boy, but they ain't got no 14 rings from championship. So I won it in another game. You about to win some stuff in another game.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Say it. I prophesy I'm rich.
I prophesy I'm rich.
Right now.
Right now.
Right here.
Right here.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I don't matter what they say on the outside. I don't matter what they say. I'm telling you to say. It don't make me no different because I know it's real. I'm trying to get you somewhere. I ain't got time with them outsiders who trying to contradict or trying to condemn what I say. I don't make me no different. I know who backing me up. I know he'll make it happen. So I know I'm not lying to you. I know if you follow suit, it got to happen. So I ain't got no problem with it because I'm... You know, he just put the ring on his finger and shoes on his feet and killed a fetish camp, had a big party.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Now, the next point I want you to do is, because I got about 15 minutes. Let the Father do his thing in your life. Come to him with it. See, in the 22nd verse, that boy came on home. And when he did, the Father did his thing. But you got to come to him. You notice the Father didn't go look for him? You got to come to your own senses. You got to recognize I need to go to the Father. The Father don't need to come to me.
Yes, sir. Glory to God. Yes.
So he came and the Father dressed him up. You see that? So let the Father do his thing in your life. Come to him with it. Okay, we're keeping your life open to unlimited prosperity. That's what we're talking about, right?
Yes.
All right. The next point I want to give you quickly is let the Holy Spirit open your eye to see what is already yours.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Let the Holy Spirit open your eyes. Look at verse 25. Now, here's the other son. His elder son was in the field. And as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked him what these things meant. And he said unto him, thy brother is come and thy father have killed a fattened calf because they have received him safe and sound. Verse 28, here it is. Let the Holy Spirit open your eye to see what is already yours and you won't be angry when you see somebody else blessed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Apostle.
And he was angry. That's shutting the door on prosperity, brother. And would not go in. Oh, my God. He wouldn't go in. Boy, he was so angry, right? Therefore, came it. Look at the father. Came out and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, Lord, these many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment. Good church member. Still broke. And yet thou never gavest me a... Wait a minute. Watch this. Yet thou never givest me a kid. I mean, an animal to kill. That I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son was come, which have devoured thy living with harlots, thou have killed him the fattest calf. Oh, look, verse 31. He want a calf. He's trying to get a calf. But calf. Roll, ring, boy, listen. Those were just part of the deal, boy. Look what this voice says.
Yes, sir.
He says, let the Holy Spirit open your eyes to see what is already yours. He said unto him, son, thou art ever with me. Now, he's not only tonight talking to the elder son. I wonder who else the Lord is talking to tonight. I wonder who just selling for a kid. I wonder who just selling for a ring. I wonder who just selling for a robe. I wonder who just selling for a new pair of shoes. Son, thou ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad. For this thy brother was dead and is alive again and was lost in his father. The next point I'm closing. Come in, believe, and receive. Sit down a minute. We'll close in a minute. Come in, believe, and receive. Verse 28, and he was angry. It would not go in. Come in, believe, and receive. You're being called to unlimited prosperity. Come in, believe, and receive.
Yes, sir.
I said you're being called. You're being called. You're being marked.
Yes, sir.
You got an unlimited prosperity. Don't let your mind mess with you.
Yes, sir.
Don't let pull out strongholds.
Yes.
Cast down imagination.
Yes.
The past is gone.
Yes.
The present is here.
Yes.
And the future looking for you.
Yes,
may the Holy Spirit mock you with unlimited prosperity. May you dance for 3 weeks. You notice you're dancing, you didn't have time to go to work. They call you and say, are you coming dancing? No, I'm dancing. Something happened the other day. I'm still dancing about it. They've been looking for me. How long I've been off my job? 30 years? Longer than that? Over 30 years. They're still looking for me. I got in a dance, never went back. I just danced. What?
Yes, sir.
And then I read in the Bible, God has no respecter of person. If he did it for Leroy, he'll do the same thing for you if you do the same thing Leroy did. Now you have a divine secret tonight, because every time you start getting weak and getting ignorant and getting a worry and how you gonna make it and receive that old crazy phone call from your friend talking about our problem, you just hang the phone up. Just hang, don't tell her bye. Just hang up. And just, you can call her back later and be a little crazy, but just hang it up. A preacher. And a lady, that's a $500 check. I preach, she might be here, one of my members, I preach Sunday, powerful message. She come brought me her problem. I said, I don't want to hear this. I just give you your answer.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
We're not going to talk about it. I went on my office. Yes, I want them to grow up.
Yes, sir.
I want them to be listening.
Right.
You can't have a remaining money problem listening to me tonight.
No.
You know your father's gonna come through for you.
Yeah.
No matter how, hey! No matter how it look, baby, no matter what somebody's saying, you know that your father can come through in any situation, and you should start dancing right now, because you got the word in you. You got the anointing on you. You got an impartation given to you. And you're ready, baby. Let the money flow. Now to close, children. Write these two things down quickly. Stop being a beggar when the table belongs to you. Don't beg this world for nothing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's verse 31. Stop going in circles financially. Your time has come. And then I'll close. Land, L-A-N-D. Land tonight in your father's plan. Jeremiah 29:11, mm-hmm. Isaiah 1:19,
yes, sir.
Job 36:11, mm-hmm. And Jeremiah 33:3-9. Land in your father's plan. So I'm leaning and
land.
You got it?
I'm leaning.
If you lean, the Father will make sure that you land. Where? Where you gonna land at? Turn to Psalm 66 right quick. I just popped up. Where you gonna land at? Where you? I'm through circling. It's time to land. Hallelujah! What voice is it? What voice is it? 12, isn't it? Yeah, that's where you hit it. Thou caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, through water. But thou always, through the process, was bringing us somewhere.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You might have a little water. You might have a little fire in your finances tonight. But you better know, as you lean, He's calling you to land somewhere. And that landing place is the wealthy place. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was a good scripture, Junior. I don't know how to get back there. Then they come here with a cold and all that. I can't be missing all that. Dang. Yeah, put it back on there. But my Bible don't have no code and all that in there. I just turn it. my Bible stay open. This thing gonna close up on me, man.
Turn it off on you.
You gotta turn it off, man.
No, I'm gonna turn it off for you. Yeah. Don't lock up on you no more.
Well, I'm gonna be through it in a second. I done preached 11 times. I'll be through in a second. The head thereof judged for reward, and the priest thereof teach for hire, and the prophet therefore divine for money, yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? No evil can come upon us. What is that, Doug? What translation? Deuteronomy 8:13 in the Message Bible. I think that's it. Deuteronomy 8:13, I think. Is that the right? It's 8 and 13. Is it the board? Y'all remember it? Y'all don't remember? Huh? Yes, Deuteronomy 8:13. Is not remember? In the Message Bible. Is that the one I want? Is that the one I want? Is that it? Y'all don't know it. Huh? Yeah, Ron. She Ron, though. She Ron, though.
8:13. John 8.
13.
13, that's the King James, and that's the Message.
Yeah, yeah. This is the Message.
Yes, sir, the Bible.
Deuteronomy 8, 13. See your herds and flock flourish. Even lack what it says after more and more money. Watch your standard of living going up and up. Ooh, wait a minute. What your standard of living? Oh yeah, we can't leave that last up out. Going up. And up. I'm going up and up in prosperity. My prosperity from this night forward is unlimited because I know how we've been blessed this week. Ooh, I love preaching to you all. I wish I could keep all y'all here, you know. I know y'all pastors don't want y'all to stay, but I'd rob y'all, boy. I mean, you got some mature people in here.
Yes, sir.
I need to tell you that. They got, because, you know, I'll be shifting when I'm ministering. But there are some mature people in here. I have strictly enjoyed my gift. You've been trained somewhere. You see? You can't flow like this. You've been trained somewhere. All the people who come from different states and churches, and you've been trained somewhere to be able to flow like this, because in the spirit you got to know how to flow, and you can't have all these people that don't understand when the Lord is moving, you know. Let's just lift our hands. Father, I just thank you and just thank you for your people, your ministers, the men and women of God. And I just thank you for how they have been receptive. And Lord, I pray that the revelation, the anointing, the impartation that have taken place will travel with them home. And I bless their families, their children, their grandchildren, their ministries. Just may this apostolic anointing turn them all into apostolic believers. And Lord, may the things that have been preached this week, every day and every night, may it be theirs. May it belong to them. And just stick with them and let them know when things may not shake. Ha 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 ha. Lord, I know some, I'm hearing some you're about to blast out. They're going to come out like they're coming out of cannon, because your spirit is going to be pushing them to that wealthy place. Now, oh, my Lord, thank you. Oh, my. I'm seeing in the spirit world. Oh, God. Oh, I'm seeing some things God about to do for you. Oh, my, you've been so receptive. You know, it's been a tangible anointing. I came in this morning and I did something out of the ordinary. We laid hand on some people this morning for their help. The revelation came out. What it was, honey? Sow for your wealth. Sow for your wealth and eat for your health. Write that down. Sow for your wealth. Eat for your health. Powerful statement. And we talked about this morning having a health, what? Living a health. A health fasted life. You got some books out there. I don't know how many left. How many left? Kirby, got any more out there? You got some books out there. Y'all need to take them books home with you if you don't have one. It's two books. Hallelujah. One name. Hallelujah what? Who know the name of it? Yeah, I'll tell. God Way, the Ultimate Health. See, you can't read a book and don't know nothing about it. Yes, I read it. Well, you don't even know it. God All the Way to Hell. And what the other one? Why Christian gets sick. You know, the minister said, I'm reading the book now. The minister said that ministers proclaim 90% sickness is from sin. And then they start getting sick. Because it wasn't sin so much as it was what people were putting in their body. I hope y'all heard that and get the tape from that. Now, I'm just trying to help you. You know, God put me in these hot spots. This is a hot spot, yeah, boy. You start talking about Eden and plates and forks and, oh, Lord, man. And then when you're talking, you're pointing, so I can see my favorite floating right through the air. Like that. But you want to live long and strong, right? And I'm saying you're going to live long and strong. I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is going to help you. He'll help you, you know what I'm saying? But I'm through.